Hello, everyone. Today is episode 5 of Invalid Arguments.
Woo. Today
we have Jamie.
Hey.
Patrick.
Hey.
Tyler.
Hey.
And myself, James. We're missing Isaac today because he's doing art shit.
What a bitch.
Okay, so I think the biggest topic we should cover is Pokemon.
Yay!
I'm currently playing that right now.
I think the most important is being Walking Dead.
None of us watched it.
Oh, Walking Dead. You can talk about it, Tyler.
No, he can't.
You guys didn't watch it?
Yeah, no. None of us have actually watched it. Yeah.
Why not? Well,
is it too busy playing Pokemon?
Yeah.
That's not. No, I couldn't get it. There was a bunch of people over at my house, and I couldn't have the TV to watch.
That's why I tell him to move. Don't you have a TV in your room?
Fucking move!
I didn't want to bring the TV upstairs, and it was already too late. I'd already missed the beginning.
What a fool.
And I was hoping that they would have showed it on like a streaming website before, but it's still not up yet.
Well, I can watch it at 11 o'clock. So it'll be up again.
Gross.
So I'm sure the episode will be up now. Okay.
But Pokemon, I have Pokemons.
I have Pokemans. Pokemans.
I have some
you have
Pokemans.
X. Which one do you have, X or Y?
I have X.
Why?
Because
I have Y, but I really wanted X.
So Patrick and I decide we're going to trade our legendaries to each other, since, you know, we live in the same apartment.
Yeah, speaking of which, I'm about to battle you, son of a bitch.
No, I'm training.
I don't understand why you guys wanted X. Was it just because of the legendary, or was it because of the Mega Evolution?
I got X because of Charizard's Mega Evolution. It's a lot more badass than X.
Yeah.
Like
I got far. Y because they didn't have X.
Although in...
Jamie, did you...
What?
Jamie, did you finish watching the 4-episode thing?
No, oh, yeah, I got caught up on Community. Like, that show is literally the greatest show ever.
When you watch, you can see Charizard's Mega Evolution.
That's the one that is an X. The one at Origins. And way to spoil it, Tyler. Jesus.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Just thought of that.
That's literally the whole point of the fucking show. It's like, hey, Mega Evolutions, watch out.
That is kind of the whole point of the show.
Yeah. Hope your ears are closed, Jamie.
They weren't.
Okay, Patrick, do you have like a 3DS or just like regular DS?
Do you have the 2DS, Patrick? You have to be specific.
Oh yeah, I have the 2DS. No, I have the 3DS.
Dude, how much are those running now?
Mine was like 149, but like I traded in a whole bunch of shit and it was free.
Yeah, it's 159.
Yeah, but... I got that. And Luigi's Mansion for free.
What'd you trade in?
I traded in my old DS, my PSP, all my DS games, all my PSP games, and a whole bunch of Xbox 360 games. And my iPod Touch.
Nice. Well, can't you play the Pokemon on your DS, or does it have to be 3DS?
It has to be 3DS.
Yeah, I was watching... One of the YouTube channels that I watch, he started doing like, doing a video like of his playthrough of X and Y.
I have no idea how you'd capture off of one of these.
I don't know.
There's the way he does it, way.
Yeah, he has so many wires and so many programs he had
like
download.
Word,
dude,
to, oh god, there's a way to do it. You just have to hook up your 3DS to your computer. There's a cord for it, but...
Yeah, but I don't... Where would you plug it in? Like the power
port? Well, there's... I don't know. I don't even have mine.
See, that
have
the mine head down here.
I can't even look at it. And you can do it through Twitch, too.
I want a 3DS. I want to play Pokemon.
Patrick, stop trying to battle me. I'm training.
I want
to
battle...
You can get a 2DS.
No. I want to train.
Like, five people came in and bought 2DSs the day they came out.
Why?
How much are they?
Because they're 129.
That might be my go around.
Okay, but this is the thing. Do you guys play with the 3D on? James, I asked you this earlier.
You did?
Didn't I?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Were you high?
Yeah. No, he literally just asked you 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Yeah,
oh my god, guys, Eevee.
Get it.
Holy shit, Eevee. Holy shit. Don't fuck this up, Flower.
Wait, where are you?
It's like right outside. Hold on. Let me be Eevee. I think it's Route 10.
Route 10?
I think.
Where the fuck am I?
Are you guys
really difficult to catch?
This is the only Eevee I've seen in the entire game, so. Oh shit. It's in yellow. Okay. Gotta use that Pokeball.
Be careful, man. Be careful.
Better catch it.
Don't be a fool.
I threw the Pokeball. I threw it. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Fuck you! Got it. Don't worry, guys. I got it. I got the Eevee.
I'm really happy for you, dude. Wait, did you go through the cave? Oh shit, I have to go through the cave.
Yeah, go
through. Patrick, did you get the XL?
XL? No, I just got the normal one.
You didn't want the cover X or Y?
I got mine before X or Y was even a thing. I got mine back in the summer. I got mine because I was taking a 9-hour bus ride to Chicago, and I was like, I need something to do. So I traded in a whole bunch of shit and got a 3DS and Luigi's Mansion and played Luigi's Mansion the whole way there and the whole way back.
Nice.
Did you almost beat it? I figured you might have.
No, I only beat the first place. I think there's three of them. It's nuts. There's so much of that game.
Yeah, there actually is.
But yeah, because I was going to Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza.
I guess I can talk about that. I can talk about Lollapalooza because that was fun as shit.
Yeah, talk about Lollapalooza.
So
I know you went to that.
Yeah, I went to Janina had an extra ticket for 2 days, and she let me come up, and we went to Lollapalooza together. It was fucking awesome.
You should tell your stories about Lollapalooza because I already know them, and I'm going to go grab something real quick. So I will be right back.
Okay, he's grabbing his 3DS, that's a little bit.
I'm not, but come on.
He probably should, though. But anyway, so I went to Lollapalooza. I saw Mumford & Sons.
Oh, nice. They were amazing.
They were really good.
Oh.
But the best one was, it was Sunday, and I saw Knife Party.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a dubstep group, and it was nuts. I was surrounded by 4,000 people, crazy light show going on, and crazy hardcore dubstep music playing. It was crazy. I had a blast. But while I was there, some dude walked up to us, and he was like, "Hey, do you guys want some ketamine?" And anybody who doesn't know, ketamine is a horse tranquilizer.
Dude would have that.
I don't know. Dude, people go crazy. I said no, because I don't want to do horse tranquilizers.
He's like, oh.
No, I was just like, it was a weird dude with a little backpack and an afro. And he was like, you guys want some ketamine? No, no, sir.
Was he wearing a trench coat?
No. I don't think he was wearing a shirt, actually.
So he's just shirtless.
No, it was this tan, tall, lanky dude with a little green backpack and orange shorts.
Nice, dude. Nice. Sounds pretty sexy.
Yeah, dude, he was fucking hot. We went back and we just had a three-way with him.
Dude, nice.
It's great. So since it's a tranquilizer, won't you just get knocked out anyways? What's the point of?
No, I don't think you get knocked out. I think you just, you get really high or something. I'm not sure.
Hmm.
I've never done horse tranquilizers.
Maybe you should have said, oh, no.
Yeah, that's... Thank you, Tyler. I should ruin my body so that way we...
Way to screw up our opportunity to learn
God, about I'm horse tranquilizers. I'm the worst friend.
Seriously.
I'm sorry, guys. Next time, just do hardcore drugs for you.
Thank you. Finally. That's all I wanted to hear, okay?
Okay, good. At least I can make you happy.
Good. I don't get why they made the 2DS in one big thing?
Because it's for kids and they could break it.
They can break it now.
Yeah. No. They can break it like more easily when it's the flip.
I mean, sure. I guess.
Like a little kid? Are you kidding me? They would break the shit out of that.
I might have to get a 2DS.
Oh my god, guys. I got through a cave. Not one single Zubat.
Holy shit, nice.
Okay.
Not one.
So are all the original 151 in?
No.
I don't think just so. Like some of them?
A lot of them, actually.
Yeah.
More than I expected. But, okay, they do some cool things in the new one. Because you know how it's usually like top-down point of view?
Yeah.
Well, he kind of shifted it so now it's over the shoulder.
And doesn't look so bad. Yeah,
I've seen gameplay of it.
It actually looks like amazing.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I love looking at the battles in 3D. They make them like 7 times cooler.
I do like how they didn't make the actual game 3D though. Like when you're just
running. Yeah, no, I like that. I like it's like it's only 3D when you're battling.
Yeah.
Or when they do like cutscenes.
Yeah, yeah. Like when you're in a cave or something. What the fuck is this thing?
I don't know. Maybe you should elaborate.
When they start playing my Pokemon Ruby, my Game Boy Advance SP.
Dude, do it.
What a noob.
Keep it in old school, man.
Keep it in old school.
So which Pokemon do you guys pick?
To start out?
Yeah.
I got the water frog.
I got the fire one. The fire fox.
I also got the Firefox, and I also got Charmander because Charizard's fucking badass.
I would like get something opposite of that. Like, okay, I'm gonna get Charmander.
Oh no, he's not that far yet. Okay, see, I got Squirtle.
You see, here's my logic. Another Eevee. Every Pokemon game I've gotten / played, I've always gotten the fire. So I'm not gonna break that tradition now.
That's true. You had
like
gotten the fire.
All right, come whatever. On.
James, you need to catch that Eevee, so you need to get all the Eevee evolutions.
No, oh, dude, that's Sebastian. Exactly what I'm doing.
Or he is Sebastian. Oh, man. Okay.
Best. Okay, you know why I named my first Eevee? Seabass. In honor of Sebastian.
Why?
Because he likes Eevees.
So you're the kind of person that gives nicknames to his Pokemon?
Dude, he nicknames every Pokemon he has.
I started this back when I was playing Fire Red on my laptop, just because I was, like, fucking around. I'm like, oh, I'm going to make them really stupid. Then I found out making your Pokemon, like, their nicknames really stupid is really fun.
See, but I think that takes away from the game.
I mean, if you're trying to play it seriously, then yeah.
Dude, I'm so serious when I play Pokemon!
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel weird, like, when I see the name and I'm like, wait a minute, I don't actually remember the name of that thing.
Yeah, but in, like, real life, if I thought Pokemon were real, I would actually give it a real nickname.
Yeah, because I'd feel closer. I would too. If I had Pokemon in real life, I would absolutely name them. If you didn't, you'd be a
because it's pretty much pet
bad person.
That's like what really is.
Pet that fights for you.
Yeah, a pet that dog fights, or in this case, Pokemon fights.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you still play the PETA version?
No.
The PETA version of
really?
Pokemon.
Still playing.
I'm really?
Oh my god, what Tyler?
So I'm really thinking I'm gonna buy a 3DS.
Do it. Do
you
it.
Should. Cause then we're all gonna buy Smash Bros.
Oh.
Oh my god, is Smash Bros coming out for 3DS?
Yeah. Next year.
I'm so excited now.
Wait, when's it coming out?
Like spring of next year.
Will we all be able to play online?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Good.
Oh my god, guys. So, guys, we can... Okay. Sorry, Tyler, hold on. This is just a stupid thing. Then you can go. We should all get Pokemon. So, Tyler, get Pokemon. And then we can play it at the New Year's party.
Yeah, and we can play it.
I'm going to be drunk. So, yeah, sure, whatever.
Well, he's going to be drunk and high. Go ahead, Tyler.
And we can play for that marathon thing.
Yeah. The Extra Life. I was going to bring that up. That sounds really fun.
Yeah. So I am in planning to take that weekend off, so we all need to at least
which do weekend?
The weekend. The actual weekend that takes place.
Okay. Because we can also create our own time if we need to.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
The extra life thing?
Wait, do we like record that or like what are we supposed to do with
that?
Yeah,
we're going to stream it.
I think we stream it. Yeah.
We don't have to, but we're going to.
Well, yeah, because, you know, our channel and YouTube thing. You know, those things.
Yeah, and I know a bunch of people that would watch
things
it.
That no one has done yet.
Yeah, Patrick, yeah. We need to do a Let's Play soon.
Mm. Yeah.
What weekend is
Jamie
it?
Jamie and I did it.
Did you ever post it?
Nope.
No,
that's what I thought.
We need to do it again, but we need to figure out how to do it without such big files and make it easy to transfer.
Yeah, okay, what you need to do is fucking play Minecraft with me, goddammit.
Who, me?
Well, is the server even on?
Anybody!
The server's not up because my internet keeps switching, and I have to keep going in and switching the status. Hold on, I'll look at it now. I'll turn it on right now.
It won't work
but,
for me, so. Like, it literally won't work for me, so.
But just, like, in general, because I've been waiting for you guys to build somewhere, but, like, I fucking have a horse.
I have a house.
A whole bunch of shit.
Well, for one thing, I didn't know when people are on.
Horses log.
Yeah, we all 13, have houses, I think.
73.
I haven't built a house.
Oh, yeah, we do have houses.
Where are you guys?
Well, yeah. After this, we'll get on real quick. I'll show you. I start a new class tomorrow, so I have to go to bed early.
Wait, you start a new class?
Yeah.
Term's not even over yet.
I know, it's a second 9 weeks. It's a Mac class.
That's weird.
Yeah, I kind of want to kill myself.
Oh, I dropped 2 of my classes.
Which one?
Because it was anatomy and physiology, the lecture and lab. But I dropped it because I got accepted into the massage therapy program. And you have to maintain a 2.0. I was legitimately worried I wouldn't maintain a 2.0 because I'm retarded. So I'm like, okay, see.
You dropped that a while ago.
I dropped it like last week.
So what class did you drop out again? Sorry.
It was anatomy and physiology, the lecture and lab.
Don't you need
so the
that?
Whole class?
Yeah, the whole class. Not for massage therapy. For physical therapy, I did, but.
All right, wait. So that counts as 2 classes, though, right?
No, it counts as
1.
So what was the other class?
I mean, I just counted them as 2 because you know I'm a real person, not computer.
What color should I get? I think I'm black.
Oh,
yeah, you're black.
Yeah,
I have black. I we can be black buddies.
We still have black. We still have the Pokemon ones in stock.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a red one?
There's a red and a blue one. Yes.
Hey, you want to snag me a red one?
I'll pay. Red one's why? No.
What?
Just steal me one, Jamie.
Okay, yeah, I'll just steal you.
Just steal me one.
A $200 item.
Just steal it, man. Come on, be a friend.
Yeah, that's what friends do. They steal each other's stuff.
God, greedy son of a bitch.
James, you need to get the blue one because that's the X version.
I mean, yeah, but I'm gonna mismatch because I'm crazy.
He is crazy.
Whoa.
God damn.
I'm fucking nuts. Bipolar, in fact. Oh, speaking of nuts, I already told Patrick this story, but I'll tell it again. So I was on a shoot today. Oh shit. Oh, there's a problem with the call. I wonder if anyone else can hear me.
Yep.
Okay.
Tyler just disconnected.
Tyler just dropped.
Okay. Well, sorry, Tyler.
anyone surprised?
He can listen to it.
Yeah, he'll listen to it after the podcast is done and
he up.
So, I was, I was on a movie shoot today, and I did, like, 2 lines or whatever because I had a small day, and I had to play dead for the rest of the part. And then I also helped out with, like, lighting a little bit. And the one actress was just being, like, a huge bitch because, like, I guess between her, her and the DP, the director of photography,
of course,
there's, like, a running joke that they hate each other. And I don't know. But,
sounds
bye
hilarious.
Tyler.
Bye, Tyler.
Yeah, it's weird. But, but yeah, she just like flipped out because he wanted to reshoot something that she did. And she just like flipped the fuck out. It was ridiculous.
What is this for?
Like, she was... Huh?
What is this for?
Oh, it's just some movie. Like, it's not for anything specific. But, yeah, she's like, oh, goddamn, never gonna work with him again. He just something, something. Like, screaming at the top of her lungs. And then, like, the DP was just, like, calmly saying, okay, okay, yeah. And, like, okay, I just told you to do this. And then, like, it semi-calms down. And then he says something like, okay, I just need you to lower your gun. Because in the scene there was a gun. And she, like, freaks out even more and gets up in her face, up in his face, sorry, and is like, you need to talk to me with respect. I'm a woman. I was just like, okay. That had nothing to do with anything, but yeah, you're right.
Man, she's a woman.
I wish I would have been there. I would have been laughing.
Yeah, but it was fucking stupid. But, like, it pisses me off because, like, those are the kind of people that give actors and actresses a really bad name because they're, like, diva-ish.
Yeah, but they give themselves, like, a bad name because they're probably not doing anything that's, you know, gonna be big.
Yeah. But, like, that's the only part that the general public see. I mean, obviously, the general public won't see this because it's, like, a local indie film thing, but, like, I'm talking about, like, in Hollywood, actors and actresses do that, and that's what the general public see, and they're like, actors are spoiled and bitches.
Some of them are.
Yeah, some of them are. And others are, like, really nice and trying to help the world, like Matt Damon. Hey, Matt Damon.
Name drop.
If you want to come to our podcast...
Yeah, and, man, come on our podcast.
And we can help promote water.org.
Water.org?
There's that. Because he's trying to, you know, make water accessible to everyone because he's a good person. And I appreciate that.
Water's a good thing, man. Okay, so speaking of nuts, I wanted Tyler to be on the podcast or connected to us when I said this. But last week, Tyler said that we should start pranking each other. And so since we got Chromecast and I can
explain that.
Yeah, me and James got Chromecast today, and it's fucking amazing.
What is Chromecast?
It's a thing where you can stream, like, any video from your browser or, like, your phone or, like, a tablet or something like that to the TV, and it just plays over the Wi-Fi.
So what is the benefit of that?
You don't have to have any cables plugged in.
It's just air streaming?
Yeah, it's just air streaming. Okay. And it works really well. And so, but since we're in that, like, I'm connected to the internet, I can stream from anywhere in the house. I can interrupt anything that's going on the TV to stream this new thing. And so we were playing Bravest Warriors, which is fucking hilarious.
I don't know.
On Cartoon Hangover.
Bravest Warriors is so funny.
Is it like an Xbox Live game?
What?
Is it an Xbox Live game?
No, Bravest Warriors is a cartoon made by the guy who made Adventure Time.
I thought you were playing it.
No, we were watching. Oh. And I was going upstairs because I was going to get ready for the podcast. And if something from a browser is playing on the TV, it won't go away, and you can do, like, other stuff on your computer, which is awesome. But so I quickly loaded up Meat Spin.
Oh, God.
And switched it to that browser.
It was great. We so went James, to like three rotations.
James just got like three rotations of Meat Spin.
Fun fact, that's the second time I've been Meat Spun in my whole life.
When was the first?
Well, it was on Twitter, and Ray from AchievementHunter.com, he posted a random link. I'm like, oh, I'll click on it, and it was Meat Spin. I'm like, God damn it, Ray. I don't know you, but I want to know you. But well, I curse his name anyway.
But I hate you.
I mean, you're just wrong and I hate you.
Wrong and I hate you.
Ray, if you want to come on this podcast and give me a job at Rooster Teeth, I will allow that.
She's probably just his pants.
I will, yeah. I will just my pants. Ray,
just do it. He'll do it for you, Ray.
I'll do it for you, Ray. I will do it for you. I'll take that sacrifice. Just for you, Ray.
You're an inspiration to us all.
That's true, I am. I live every day like it's my last.
Okay, hold on. I got to show you guys. I'm going to post this in the Skype chat. You know the guy that photoshopped my head?
Yeah.
He sent me that.
Well, we should vamp, and so there's no, you know, okay. Quietness.
Well, hold on. I'm gonna describe.
Oh, I never asked for this people. Oh, my gosh.
God, your ears are huge.
They're not actually mine.
Those are your ears. Your ears are huge in real life, though.
Yeah, but no, they're not that big. Oh, my God.
No, I mean, not that big, but, like, they're pretty big.
Yeah, but my head is tall, so that's okay.
You're why I like to call Dumbo ears.
Dumbo ears.
Okay, no, that's pushing
it. Dumbo.
I'm sorry. That's really mean.
Don't say I have Dumbo ears.
You know who does have Dumbo ears? My cousin Brad.
You know who has the smallest ears? Tyler.
Tyler.
And Tyler.
Who is currently not on this podcast. Tyler, I am calling you.
Oh, yeah. So Isaac's doing art shit, but we said that already.
We did say that already.
What a fool.
That he is a fool. But you know who's also a fool?
Who?
Jodie Holmes.
Who?
The girl from Beyond Two Souls.
Oh, yeah, I heard that game wasn't that great.
Really bad segue.
I love that game.
I like it. Patrick hasn't beaten it yet.
I'm surprised it only took you less than a day to beat it, though. That seems like it's so short, and it looked like it was a very long game.
It took me 10 hours. I literally marathoned it.
Yeah, he marathoned the whole thing.
For God's sakes, geez.
Tyler, we're talking about Beyond Two Souls currently.
Okay, Tyler, you missed it. I pranked James, but I'm not going to say it again, so you're going to have to listen to the podcast.
Dang it. Okay.
But,
just like.
Go ahead, Tyler.
See, just like my internet drops, or like my computer drops it, and then it just takes forever to pick it up. So I'm downstairs now, connected to the hard line, so I shouldn't have any more problems.
Huzzah.
Tyler, okay, nice. Just...
Wait, so is it just your router that sucks?
No, Tyler,
I really
just,
think it's my computer.
Tyler, just send me your computer information, like what model it is. I will get you your drivers. If that doesn't work, then you're going to have to switch your router settings.
Or I'll just hack you.
Or I'll just hack you.
Oh yeah, James is going to hack you.
I'm gonna turn
you better
on your
watch
webcam.
Out, son.
I'm gonna turn on your webcam and watch you watching me watch you.
And then I'll lock your computer and pretend I'm the government.
Yeah,
dude, oh my god.
Time.
Oh, back to Pokemon. Well,
yeah,
kind of, but not really. This lady came in. This lady came in with her kid, and he was like trading in a bunch of games and stuff. And he really, really wanted to get Pokemon. He's probably only like 13. And his mom was like, no, you're way too old for that. And I was like sitting there as I'm like about to walk around and purchase it myself.
You're way too old for that.
I'm like, yeah, you'd be surprised how many middle-aged men come in here. And she's like, don't tell them that. And I'm like, okay. And then after he leaves, I go around and purchase it myself. And then he comes back. He's asking us for advice on how to convince his mom to let him get Pokemon. He's in there for like a half an hour. He's like, okay, but maybe I'll tell my mom. Mom, I really want it. We're like, okay.
Mom, I really want it. Okay, son, you can have it.
Yeah,
so he got it?
No, he never got it.
Oh.
She wouldn't let him get it. He's like 13. What do you mean you're too old for Pokemon?
Dude, I'm about to turn 21 and I'm still playing Pokemon. Like,
wait, so do you guys just have like the regular 3DS?
Yeah.
I have
well,
the
I think
XL.
Jamie has an XL.
I have a normal DS.
I got an XL because I had a $40 gift card to Best Buy, and I was like, that'll make up the difference. So.
Yep.
Well, I just traded in a bunch of shit for mine.
I bought it at launch, so I got like a ton of free games with it.
Yeah, but you paid so much more than anybody.
Yeah, I did.
Do you guys use all of your... when you open your games, they have like the Nintendo, you go to Club Nintendo and you use all the points, or you like type in the code?
No.
Oh. Well, they have, like, basically every game you buy, you get, like, 50 points or whatever. And then...
I don't buy a game. What,
like, I bought Pokemon X and downloaded it to my console.
Right, exactly. Which, so if you buy a Nintendo game, like Pokemon, you open it, in the case, there's a card that says, enter this code on Club Nintendo.
Okay.
No, but like
Club Nintendo.
No, because like you get points and stuff, and then you can buy free stuff on there. Like they have, you can get Zelda on there right now.
Oh, nice! By the way, I just caught my third EV.
Wow!
Damn. Wait, how many? Is there like what, 8 evolutions?
I think so.
Oh shit!
Well, they just added a new one.
Yeah, they added a new one.
Oh, they added the fairy type, didn't they?
So you have ice, psychic.
Bug.
Fire.
Dark. There's no bug.
Yeah, there's...
No, there's not.
Oh, another E! Oh my god.
Maybe not bug. Maybe it's grass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's real.
Greenvy. Yeah, it is. Greenvy.
It's in the new one.
Leafeon?
Well, yeah, Leafeon.
I think that's what it is.
That's not a new one.
I thought that was just a rumor, though.
Vaporeon, no, that's Flareon, no. Leafeon. That sounds dumb.
Nah, yeah.
Sounds real, though.
Vaporeon, Flareon, Umbreon.
Jolteon, Umbreon.
Jolteon, Espeon, Leafeon, Glaceon. And then the new one.
Flareon. Which is the...
Clefairyon.
Clefairyon. Okay, well, what is your... What is everybody's favorite evolution of Eevee?
Probably Jolteon or.
I'll say Espeon.
I mean, I know what James's is.
I really don't like Flareon that much, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I know it's a fire type and all, but, like, I don't know. I just don't like it. I'd have to go with Vaporeon, actually.
Wow. Dude,
I know.
Straight up Eevee.
Jolteon's a boss.
Yeah, I like Jolteon. No! No! I killed it.
Such context. Yeah. Wow. So dead.
What'd you kill, James?
An Eevee.
Kill an Eevee.
What a fool!
God damn it, guys.
You're such a fool.
I'm gonna make Sebastian proud. I'll catch two more. And this place. Oh, so, I was talking about Beyond Two Souls. So yeah, I really like that game. The only reason I beat it in 10 hours is because I marathoned it. And I literally had one break, which was at 5 hours, because I had to edit a soccer film. So I just stopped, edited the soccer film. Literally, as soon as I got done, as I started rendering the soccer video, I started playing Beyond again. And I beat it. Like, Patrick came down, and I'm like, hey, I think I'm about to beat this.
Yeah, like, that was literally that same.
I don't even know, what is it about? Do you have, like, psychic powers? Do you get guns? Do you...
It is literally just about this the life of Jody Holmes, and she is linked to an entity that pretty much just protects her, and that's
you
no
get
one
a
else
gun?
Has that.
You get to shoot stuff?
Yeah, but not at the beginning. See, like, the thing that I like at the beginning when she's, like, a kid, spoiler alerty.
Okay.
It's kind of spoiler alerty. Should I talk about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm
okay,
not gonna play
like, when you're a kid, like the entity doesn't listen to you. And I like that. I like that he doesn't listen to you right away. Like, you get to do like whatever you want, and you could do bad stuff with him. But like you get the sense that like Aiden doesn't really listen to Jody.
Yeah.
When she's a kid.
Patrick, just wait until you beat the game.
I feel like I'm close.
Which mission are you on?
I don't... Okay, I'm on the one where you're going to look for the mom in the mental institution.
Yeah, you're close.
But, so, like, do you get guns, though? Do you get to shoot stuff?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
Because I feel like missions. The action seems very odd.
Well, it's not really meant to be an action game.
Is it more of just like a movie that you walk
through?
Yeah. It's very similar to Heavy Rain. The only difference is, obviously, it's not as long. Because Heavy Rain, you had to deal with 4 stories, and this is just 1 story. But I really like how they jump around in the narrative.
I do like that.
Beyond. Because, like, it's not linear. It doesn't start, okay, she's a baby, and now she's an adult. it jumps around, so like you'll be an adult for one mission and then jump back to when she's 12 and then go back when she's 5 or go back to an adult. It's really cool.
Yeah, I do like that. I would just like to see like a version of just like her as a kid and then going to the end of when like she the story ends.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Just to like watch it as like a movie.
Yeah. That'd be a really cool
I'm piece. Sure that exists on the internet and I'm probably going to watch it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It just like for some reason I came in and like my manager brought it back before she even beat it. Someone else
really
like brought it back before they even opened it. They just like no one I talked to has played it, at least besides you two.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, see, like I love it, but I don't think it is a flawless game.
No, it's not.
I feel like it got hyped up so much.
It did. I okay, definitely see, hyped it up.
See, I didn't know any hype. I just, like, James bought it and started playing it, and I was like, huh. Like, James bought it, and then I looked up some stuff about it, and I was like, wow, this is really interesting. I'm gonna play this. And then I did. So, like, I didn't know anything going in. The only thing that I knew was that Ellen Page and Willem Dafoe were in it.
Which, Willem Dafoe, fucking awesome. Ellen Page. I love both of those actors. Just saying.
Are you guys getting ready for the PS4?
Well, I mean, that's James' thing. James is getting it.
Oh, are you getting the Xbox, Patrick?
I'm not getting anything right away.
Me either.
So me and James are the only ones getting systems right away.
Yeah. I kind of want to switch it to the Xbox One, but I'm sure they're of.
They are. Yeah, they are. But why do you want to?
I'm just more of an Xbox guy.
But I mean, like, what games would you play on it? Because the only ones that are coming out that I could see you playing is Rise.
Rise, Titanfall, and Destiny.
But I mean, in the within launch before Destiny, because Destiny doesn't come out till, like, April.
What else is launching?
That's true.
Rise is literally Rise. Well, there's Forza, and Titanfall doesn't come out till next year either.
Yeah, but
that's like early next year.
But yeah, no, I mean, launch titles, if James was going to pick up any of them, it would be Rise. Forza comes out, all the sports games, Call of Duty, Battlefield. That's about it. See, but with PS4, you get Killzone, which is going to be pretty sweet.
That's true. I mean, I'm going to end up owning both of them.
The thing is also with the Xbox is, Or the reps come in and stuff, and they talk to us. And the PS4, they've already, like, they're not going to ever bring the pre-orders back, obviously, because it comes out next month, but...
Oh, yeah. Good point.
What is it?
Use your words.
Words. The PS4 has already... they're not going to do anymore because they already have all of the pre-orders ready, so everyone who pre-ordered it is going to get one, and they're going to have like backups of like ton, like they're going to have a ton more systems, so if people just want to walk in and buy it, they're going to be able to. Whereas Microsoft, because they actually like remodeled the system kind of like a month ago, so they had to remanufacture a bunch of them, so they're only going to be able to meet pre-orders. They're not going to have like extras, whereas like if you go in at midnight and you don't have a PS4 pre-ordered, you're probably going to still be able to pick one up.
Nice.
But for Xbox, I really don't think they'll have any more. I think they're
going
to be sold out.
Crazy kooks. Yeah. I just caught a hippopotas.
The names are so ridiculous now. Like, I don't even
understand. Yeah, they are really ridiculous now.
Like the Zigazoogie.
Zigzagoon?
Zigzagoon.
That's an old one. That's an old one.
Yeah,
that's an old one.
That's
that was in Ruby.
What's that? Like, I thought that was black and white.
No, that's Ruby. Like a third generation.
I never played Ruby or Sapphire or Emerald. I went
I played the shit out of Emerald.
I went from yellow to blue to gold or silver, and then I went to straight to like heart gold, I think, because it was just ruby was in between those two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never played. I think I had sapphire, but I didn't play it.
Oh, dude, emerald was my favorite.
One short day in the Emerald City.
Copyright.
Good.
And also, you're just the... we didn't do a theme song. Tyler, you have to sing a theme song.
It's too late. We're like 45 minutes in.
Listen, we have to do a theme song.
No.
Should I just buy it off GameStop?
What? The 3DS?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Oh my god. GameStop is having the most ridiculous PlayStation sale of all time.
Why? What's going on?
Any PS3 system, including like the new special or the new super slim, like it's like called K or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it at any model, any hard drive size for $150. So we sold like a pre-owned 250 gig super slim for $150, and you get a $20 game with it for free.
Jeez.
But Xboxes are only $100 right now.
Jeez. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous because like you can get like a $400 PS3 for $150.
Well, shit, dude.
But I'm saving my money for the PS4.
Yeah, I need more money.
I just want a new system. That's all I want. Like one that I'll be able to play with other people. Because I mean, you can't really play the Wii U with other people until Smash Bros.
No,
comes out.
No, you cannot.
That's true.
Cause I mean,
wait, Smash Bros. Is coming out for both the
Wii U and 3DS. They were gonna make it
the same game.
Well, no, they were gonna make it cross-platform, but.
Oh.
The levels are different for the 3DS, so...
No! Oh my god, that would have been the best!
It would have been, but the levels are different because... The levels are different, the graphics are different.
Well, obviously the graphics
I mean, but like the graphics are cel-shaded because it's too hard to see the characters on a small screen with everyone like packed in.
Oh, gotcha.
So they have them outlined more in like that cartoony graphic kind of thing. But, yeah. Yeah, the levels are different because I think that some of the Wii levels are, like, pretty extensive.
Just by refurbished?
Yeah, the refurbished ones were taken to, like, a factory, so, like, they're not just the ones that we keep in the store. Because those are pretty gross. Don't ever just buy a used one.
I don't think I
ever get a clean one.
A new... Whether a new one or a refurbished one.
Well, how much...
Because it... Well, a refurbished XL is going for $190.
Dude, no, then just buy the brand new. If you're going for a refurbished XL, just buy the brand new XL because you can get a 3DS. Hold on. Wait, does that come with the game? I don't think this actually comes with the game. No, the Pokemon XL one does not actually come with the game.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that was really stupid.
It just came from the design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even think the design's that cool.
It's just copy and paste.
You could just buy a sticker.
Yeah, probably.
What'd you say, Jamie?
You could just buy a sticker and throw it on there.
True.
Yeah, I mean, you could get a refurbished one. But, I mean, $10 more and you get a brand new.
True.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good talking.
What we're thinking, James.
Or you could just spend the extra $10 and get the 3DS XL that comes with Mario Kart 7.
Oh, yeah. Wait, which one does it?
Oh my god, 3DS XL blue with Mario Kart.
Good thing that's not a mouthful or anything.
3DSXL blue.
Can't see that one. Is it on? game set?
Yeah. Oh my god, no, it's not. It's sold out. And guess how much they're going for on eBay? $300.
$350.
Jesus.
Oh, jeez.
Apparently that was a hot item.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's listen, funny. Someone brought in a fake copy of Mario Kart for the DS. And, like,
what?
If you can play it on a DS of the original, because it doesn't have, I don't think, did the original DS have internet?
No.
Yeah, so no. You could play it on the original DS, but if you play it on, like, a DS Lite, did DS Lite have internet?
Yes.
If you play it on a DS Lite.
No, DSi. Sorry.
Okay, DSi.
Yeah, DSi had internet.
If you play on the DSi, it won't read it. Because it's a fake copy. Like, the cover was even different. But it was a DS cartridge. And it played Mario Kart on the regular DS, but not the DSi.
So did you even take it?
We did, because we didn't know. I mean, I wasn't there. I came in, he's like, there's a note that says, "This big fat phony." I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, put that in a DSi. And I was like, it doesn't work. He's like, yeah, because it's a... like a ripped copy with fake cover art. It's great though. That takes some skill.
Yeah, dude. Well, how much did you get for it?
I get like $8 because Mario Kart games are ridiculous.
Yeah, because there's fucking 7 of them.
Dude, oh my god, I can't wait for the new Mario Party though.
Yeah, but the Mario Party sucked after 4.
Dude, but what if the one for the Wii U is amazing? What if?
Maybe I don't. I'm not holding out my hopes.
We're gonna play the shit out of
that
when it comes out.
What weekend is that game?
November 2nd.
Okay, November 2nd.
So everyone needs to call off that day.
Okay.
What is that? Is that a Saturday?
It's a Saturday. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
I probably work on that day. I'll call it off though.
I can call it off.
If I'm coming up, you're calling it off.
Hey, maybe you should call off New Year's too, so you can show up to the New Year's party.
I'll get that under control.
Well, dude, okay. I mean, who works at like
Tyler did last year, didn't he?
Yeah, I worked last year.
Wait, where did you work?
Because I took a week off. I left like after Christmas or something.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I took the week before Christmas off.
I thought you did roofing shit, Tyler.
That was like
what doesn't Tyler do? Like, let's be honest.
That was like 2 summers ago, James, or Patrick.
What do you do now?
I was at Starbucks and Kroger.
Oh, right. They're open at midnight on New Year's?
No. I'm just saying
he probably had to be at work the next day.
I was back in Beaver Creek. I worked on New Year's Eve.
That's butts, man.
That is pretty butts.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty butts.
You're closed at 9 anyway, so it doesn't matter. I was by myself, though. I was a little lonely.
That's sad.
It was sad.
Lonely. Oh, so lonely.
Okay, so should I just buy a 3DS or just a 3DS XL refurbished?
Sebastian says there's no point in buying a 3DS because the 3DS XL, you lose resolution. But I like the bigger screen, so I'm over it.
Go with a cheaper one.
I like the 3DS and it's cheaper.
Yeah, you can go with the normal one. You're not ever going to be like, oh my god.
Yeah, I should. Okay. I need to find one.
I'm pretty sure I have so much money at Best Buy that I need to spend it. Because you get points for, like, buying stuff. And, like, I never use the gift cards. I know, they do at the end of the year.
You can give them to me, Jamie.
I'm pretty sure I have, like, $40 in gift cards there already.
Oh, that's it?
I mean, $40 of free money.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Or should I get the 2DS?
get the 2DS. It's so good.
The thing about the 2DS is that, like, your hands aren't even in the right position. Like, it just feels weird.
I know.
Just get the
regular one.
I am. I can't find a black 3DS, though.
You can't?
There's a refurbished one.
Probably because you're a noob.
I mean, that is true.
Nintendon.
Pretty big noob.
There's no Nintendon 3DS.
Nintendon?
Is that a new Pokemon?
I'm saying Nintendogs.
Oh. God damn it. That fucking game.
Only give it time, Jay. Give it time, Tyler. Give it time.
What are you talking about?
What? Yeah, I don't talk about.
Did 10 dogs, man.
Did 10 dogs?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, that game's actually really fun. Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm being serious.
I actually did play the shit out of that game, so I can't even talk. I don't even have room to talk. Damn it.
Nope. Okay.
But I would never play it again. Ever.
Good.
Pretty adorable, though. Just saying.
Oh, fucking adorable. Shit.
Yeah. God damn it.
Oh, the Nintendo 3DS Cosmo Black is currently unavailable online. The one that is new.
That sucks.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, we actually mostly only have 3DS systems, to be honest.
Might as well just go in the store and buy one.
Yeah, why would you not just go to a store and buy one?
Because then I want Pokemon X, and if I won't have Pokemon X.
Oh, dude, no, trust me. We have a ton of copies. Like, we had, or at least our store had a ton of copies.
Yeah, Y seems like the one that...
A lot of people picked up Y because a lot of people wanted the bird.
Yeah,
but the deer's legs are swords, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. Fucking swords, bro.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, so I'll get it tomorrow.
Dude.
Deers are awesome.
And then you're going to have to set up your... I'm going to have to add you with your friend code. Oh, my God. They're going to get rid of that soon.
Thank God.
And they're adding, stupid. They're adding Miiverse to the 3DS.
Mm.
Which is like the thing where you can go on and like make comments. Oh God, turn that way up. You can go on and make comments and like do all those drawings and stuff like on the Wii U.
Oh dude, some of those drawings are nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Okay, yeah. James, are you at the point with the bitch with the fossil?
Yeah, I passed already.
Where the fuck is the fossil?
Dude, just keep wandering the cave.
Oh my god, this thing?
What do you mean you don't know? It's in the cave?
Yeah, it's in the cave.
You said it was in the town.
In the town cave.
What the fuck are you talking about?
the stupid bitch on the beach who's like, I can't let you go past here because I lost my fossil in whatever town. Going to the fossil lab.
Is there such thing as fossil Pokemons?
Yeah.
Pokemon.
Yeah, it's got, like
the Pokemon,
sorry.
Pokemans.
I don't even know what it's called anymore. I totally forget.
Okay, but anyway, James, where's the fossil? Spoiler alert, but I'm fucking sick of looking for it.
Go to... I don't know what town it's called, but it's... Wait, where are you right now? Tell me where you are right now.
I am in... Hold on, let me get out of here so I can pop up again.
Also, gotcha. Do you guys...
Amberette Town.
What?
Have
you gone to the Fossil Center yet?
Yes.
I posted a thing on Facebook, James. Did you get it?
Yes, okay. I went to the Fossil Lab.
Okay, so you have to go out of the Fossil Lab, then, like, go down and to the right or something. But you have to go to another screen and ride a ride on.
Oh, okay, I did that, but the rocks were blocking my way.
Yeah, you press A, so Rhydon breaks them.
Oh, I didn't think I was supposed to go that way.
Do you guys do the training?
It's fucked off.
What?
Do you guys do the training?
No, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
I thought it boosts your stats.
It boosts your stats for that training specifically. It doesn't give it real stat upgrades. I checked.
So it's fucking pointless.
Yeah, it's stupid. Like, maybe if you do it long enough, maybe it'll increase something, but I don't have the patience to do that.
Yeah, I'm tempted to look it up, because I just do it every once in a while.
Yeah, I've done it, like, a couple times with it. It's not fun.
No, but if it helps. I wonder if Sebastian got this.
Oh, no.
He's in Japan. Would he get, like, a Japanese version?
Yeah, dude, he'd probably love a Japanese version.
Yeah, seeing as he speaks Japanese...
That's true.
Yeah.
And reads Japanese. And loves Japanese women.
So, I saw Gravity the other day.
Ooh, how was it? How was it?
So good.
Oh my god!
How just how they filmed it and just the CGI and everything is just amazing.
Oh my god! I want to see it so bad.
You need to see it in 3D. It's really good in 3D.
That's what I've heard. That's like that's the movie to see in 3D. Like they do 3D right. That's what.
Yeah.
Why don't we go always see it, James?
What?
Let's go see it.
Okay.
Wow! Thanks, dude. For I'm down.
You can come too, man.
Fuck you, Tyler. James.
Fuck you.
I'll just sell it. Fuck you guys. But yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, oh, well, God, I can't wait.
He just changed his pants a
little bit. Dude, I seriously have to change his pants now.
Well, that's like, good.
Yeah, dude.
And so...
little kid on his computer, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry, the government will shut me down.
Yeah. So my other thing I'm going to talk about is I went disc golfing on Friday.
Oh god, yeah. The douchiest sport. I saw you posted that.
The course was ridiculous. Like I said, my status. Like I think maybe 7 or 8 of the holes. No. Maybe 8, yeah. We're in woods. So you had like dodge trees. Make sure you don't lose your disc in the brush and all the trees. Like we skipped the first two holes because the first hole we had like you like on the other side of a creek, you had to throw it and like curve it or whatever to the right to get into the hole. And then we couldn't find the starting point for the hole, the second hole. Just went to third one. And some of the signs were all like were torn down, so we didn't know which holes were which. So we had like run around and go to the hole and figure out which hole it was, and then go back to try to find the starting point.
Where's
and they don't go by, just like super sketchy.
Yeah, and they don't go by par.
What?
There's like no par markings, so we went by like how many throws.
Some people just assume everything is a par too. Like, I remember this one guy came to BG, and he just, like, walked up to us and started playing with us, which is really weird, but he's like, oh, yeah, we're playing par twos, by the way. We're like, what? He's like, everything's par two. So I think a lot of people just, like, assume everything is a par two, which is really difficult.
Yeah.
But, you just gotta be good.
Yeah, dude, just be good.
Just get your douche on.
But... ask my story. That's just a really horrible place to go.
Where was it?
It was in Miamisburg, just like 20 minutes away from Beaver Creek.
Miamisburg?
Miamisburg, yes.
Why are there so many places in Ohio called Miami?
That's a real thing? Miamisburg?
Yeah.
That's such a weird name. Fucking Ohio, it's dude. I mean, I love you, Ohio.
Sycamore Park.
Don't lie to Ohio.
Dude, I love Ohio. But you know what really hurts? Having a zit in the inside of your nose.
That has never happened to me, I don't think.
Yep, never happened to me.
I don't know how it happens, but it happens, and it really hurts.
Sorry.
I've had that happen. You're not alone.
Thank you, Tyler. Thank you.
You're not alone.
I feel your pain.
But you also have to think about this, James. Do you really want to be on the same team as Tyler?
I do. Because Tyler and I are friends.
That's right.
And friends steal for each other and stick up for each other.
What?
That's right.
What?
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 Yeah, you're what? Right.
Are we just stealing stuff for you?
Yeah. Stealing my love.
Dude, I just found a Firestone.
What? Where? I mean, I don't need one, but I need a Thunderstone.
That's at the rock place.
Shit. Oh, I found a Leafstone there.
Oh, that must have been where I found the Firestone.
Oh, shit. X and Y, they're so different. Oh.
You're hearing it here live, folks. X and Y.
Oh. Seriously, though, they're different.
Live
okay.
Differences. And also guides. There's a guide in the rock place. There's a stone of some kind.
Pokemon, like the two games, remind me of like... twins that are trying to be like super super different and show their individualism but are actually the same. That's why I think of the two Pokemon games.
Yeah.
Get James's it? Opinions.
James's
so did you guys watch the third episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, anybody? I'm gonna watch it right after this, actually.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Tyler, I will watch them before next podcast, I promise.
I won't.
Patrick won't.
They're introducing a villain, a super villain.
Ooh. Like a famous one or just like a new one?
Nah, dude, they can't afford that.
Because if they introduce Carnage, holy shit.
not a famous one, but it sets the tone of where the show's going to go.
Oh, dude. Okay. I'm in the glittering cave, and this is awesome.
Yeah, dude, that's where I caught my Kangaskhan.
You got a Kangaskhan?
Yeah, dude.
They spell that.
Kangaskhan.
Oh, okay.
And I named it Kangi.
Yeah, James, since you name all your Pokemon, you're one of those people.
I am.
Why don't you list off some of your Pokemon names?
Okay, hold on. I have to turn my 3DS back on. Well, my Pidgeotto is called a Datbird. My Charmeleon is called Flamer.
Is that offensive? I feel like that's offensive.
That's not offensive.
It is. Okay, it kind of is.
Not really. Well,
how do you spell it? K.
It's like K-H-A-N-G. K-H-A-N. King Kong.
This is going really well.
King Kong. Literally, I made one of my Pokemon nicknames GG. Like, that's all I named it.
Was it a good Pokemon?
What did you name your starter? I don't remember.
Fen?
Why? Yeah.
Why? I don't know. It's just like, Fen.
Yeah, there you go. Fen.
I was like, oh, I don't know what to name it. Fen.
James got really scared.
I got really scared and nervous. I was like, Literally what happened.
Then he peed himself a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, big time.
And then he, like, just his pants also.
What number is he?
What number is who?
Fuck, I don't know. Kangaskhan.
When was he introduced?
In the first series.
Episode 34. Tyler, come on, get on my level.
So he's one of the original 151?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Patrick and I were talking about this. I think I could name all 51 original without any doubt.
Yeah, he was like 100% positive that he could do this.
All 151, you mean?
Yeah.
All of original 151.
Which I'm never 100% sure about anything. But, like, I spent so much time in that universe, I'm pretty sure I could name them all. Like, if you show me a picture, I can name it what it was.
Yeah, maybe.
Nah, dude. I can do it.
We can test it out.
Test it out.
Do you guys ever, when you're rollerblading, like, spin your circle pad around really quickly?
Oh, yeah, and you do, like, a school awesome spin move?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I never did that.
Yeah,
you should do some awesome spin moves. They're pretty badass.
Oh, I know what it is now. He's an egg Pokemon.
What? Kangaskhan? No, dude.
Oh, no. It's a kangaroo. No.
No, he's like a giant...
You fool.
...dinosaur-looking thing.
Wait, I found... Okay.
What a noob!
I will find it for you.
Okay,
I found it.
Okay, so here's some of my names. There's Buns.
Oh, okay. I know.
Buns the Bunny. Furry. Some new Pokemon. Shaggy. Some dark fighting thing. H-Ray, which is a Snorlax, which if you watch Achievement Hunter, you'll understand the joke. My flying... flying water type is Dickie. My Krognok is called Pog for poison frog.
Oh, crow something?
Yeah, crow, whatever. Then my Volt Beat is called Beats. Like the thing.
Yeah,
sure.
The headphones.
Oh.
Didn't know if you were referring to the food.
I mean, yeah, there's that too.
Yep, it's the beets.
Let me find...
I'll save some beets.
Good. There's Kangi. Oh! I named my Cubone Bonar instead of Boner with an ER, but it's Bonar. So it's, you know, fancy.
Okay.
I name my Machop Choppers. Yeah, that's... I mean, other than that...
So, like, if you had real Pokemon, would that be what you would name them?
No. No, not all. Because I wouldn't be as... Like, I... Okay, when I play Pokemon, I'm a fucking whore. Okay, who's making noise?
Someone's eating.
Or typing.
No, it's eating.
Nope. You son of a bitch.
Okay, so when I played Pokemon for, like, the first time, like, first time playing the game, I go fucking crazy and catch everything I see. So I'm kind of a whore, but if it was real life, I wouldn't do that. Because I'm weird.
Okay, see, like, I play Pokemon like I would play in real life.
Well, that's like,
I only catch the Pokemon that I want.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it still adds it to your Pokedex, even if you don't catch it.
So, Jamie.
Jamie. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
Should I just download, like, all the network?
Yeah, servers? If you download all the network ones. Download all of them, install all of them, and then restart your computer.
Okay, well, what about all the...
But you don't need the Bluetooth one.
I found a hard stone.
Oh, wait, hard stone? What the fuck is that? Oh,
I don't know, bro.
Probably fairy types. Wait.
It's dirty.
You need a hard stone to evolve a fairy. Lol.
Yeah, you do. Like dick stuff.
Like dick stuff. Butts.
Don't you get the Pokemon information?
I don't think so.
If you fight them?
No, you have to catch them. That's why you have to catch them all.
You have to catch them. You can't just like fight them and like, oh, I know what this is now.
Yeah, you just have to find for that. But if you want like the full entry,
right,
you
but
have
you
to
still
catch
get
them.
Like a brief description in your figure on your Pokedex.
Yes.
Yeah, but like the point is that people want to catch all of them.
Well, yeah, I know the point of Pokemon.
Because you know, you have to catch them all.
You can still
catch them all.
You can still fill out your Pokedex without catching them.
Gotta catch them all, Pokemon.
Oh my God!
So me and James have started watching Pokemon because you know, in honor of the game. Because we can't watch Yu-Gi-Oh while we're playing Pokemon. That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
The world would fucking blow up. Okay.
Yeah, that's blasphemy.
I found. It's actually funny that this came up on my newsfeed, but the six types of Pokemon namers. So this is for you, James.
Aw, yeah.
The defaulter. Battle quote. Blitzel's perfectly respectable name. So this is for the people like me that don't change the names at all. And it says, you don't work for Nintendo. Why should it be your job to name their army of made-up monsters? You're too busy on your quest to catch them all. Besides, you want to be able to talk shop with your Pokey Bros without wasting time trying to figure out which particular pocket monster everyone is talking about. Then again, maybe you're just lazy. Alright, so that's me.
That's me.
There's the pro. I'll show Game Freak how real puns are made. In fact, you could say my skills are pun-believable. Oh my god. Example, Zapidash, Piglet, Grassassin. You are a master of the written word, even if you haven't had time to sit down and write that novel yet. In the meantime, you prove your linguistic prowess with well-crafted Pokemon names. So what if you spend more time coming up with the perfect nickname than actually playing the game? It's totally worth it for that slight chuckle your friends emit when they first set eyes upon your Piguru Miamoinko. What the fuck?
Oh, that's that stupid pig shit from like the last newest one.
This one's called The First Thing. Examples, Socket, Taco, and Monday. You want to do your Pokemon the courtesy of a nickname, but you don't like to beat around the tall grass either. No sooner does the Pokeball click than you're at the name entry screen, plugging in whatever random word your brain farts out first. Sure, your nicknames might
There's
have less
me.
To do with Pokemon than they do with random items on your coffee table. But being clever isn't hard work. And you'd rather have a Katoni named Stapler than leave it as default. Wait, what is, okay, yeah. Then this may be you, but probably not. It's legit namer. This is someone who, Oh my god. You would never grab a beer with some freak named Zorark. But Chuck, there's a cool bro you could trust all the way to the Elite Four. At the very least, you can trick people into thinking you have real friends when you tell them you can't go out because you're chilling with Mac, the level 25 Pig Knight, and Charlie, the level 27 Slossus.
Shout out to Mac and Charlie from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh god.
I started watching that show.
These last two I'm just going to do real quick. The Themer, which is basically you just name them after like shows. And then the Sicko. Examples, Wet Dream, Nose Dildo, and Vag Monster.
I'm almost there.
Honestly, okay. You're kind of a dick.
I am kind of a dick.
No, not you, but that's what the synopsis starts out with, so maybe.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, I started watching It's Always Sunny. Holy shit, that is a funny show.
That is a funny show.
Holy shit.
Say it one more time.
It's a funny show. Like, holy shit.
I don't think I...
Have you seen Community, though?
Yeah, I've seen Community.
Okay. Are you caught
up? I saw... Yeah, dude. I have all of them. That's out.
Dude, you've seen Bravest Warriors.
That's true. Gas-powered stick!
Funny as shit.
Never runs out of gas.
Oh,
no! I've made a temporal pair of socks! I cannot put these on! Seriously, it's a good show. Why is making that noise?
Okay, that's not me this time.
That's not me.
Patrick, are you packing a bowl?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It is actually Patrick, though.
I know it's Patrick.
What? I'm not doing anything. I'm just literally fucking sitting here.
Okay, last week I could hear you either drinking or smoking. I couldn't tell which, because they sound the same to me. I'm just going to assume it was smoking.
I was drinking.
Okay, then it was you drinking.
Like, you know, from a
Jamie.
Cup
Fuck
of Jamie. Water.
We talked about no eating.
Yeah, seriously. I can't hear that.
Seriously, dude. God damn it, man.
God damn it.
Get a bunch of numbskulls.
Numbskulls.
I'm just going to buy a throat communicator so you guys can hear me swallow.
Oh my god.
It's so hot, baby.
And they're
like,
so cheap. They're only like $10.
You're swallowing it down. Like, yeah.
I'm going to buy a mic.
Just swallow it.
They had a Gears of War 3 throat communicator when that game came out.
Again.
That's weird.
Yeah,
like in the game? Because like cross-promotional stuff?
I don't know. I just know they had a throat communicator that had like the Gears of War symbol on it. I was like, I should buy this because it's only $10.
Then he bought it.
And do you have the Gears of War Xbox?
I do have that, which is why I don't think I can ever get rid of it.
Probably worth a lot of money eventually.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Okay, so who has any more topics to talk about?
I thought this was pretty good.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything?
No.
Tyler? Tyler?
No.
Yeah, I was just about to say, we should probably wrap up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping up the podcast. Anybody have any final thoughts?
Nope. Okay, good.
Okay, we're going to have to sing like a double goodbye theme song, like Superpower. Superpower goodbye theme song.
Okay.
How about... No.
I think since you're the singer, Patrick, then you should sing.
No. I think it should.
I stopped recording.
Well, listen, because we're all still recording. So
everyone stop your recording.
Someone has to sing goodbye theme song.
Just stop.
Oh, mine wasn't recording the entire time.
Thank you for listening to the show.
I stopped mine.